Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Well, good afternoon, dear listener. From the playing tunnel of this afternoon's Kent FA Senior Trophy Final between Croydon FC and Irvine, coming to Dockers there by an anonymous source. But, blimey, Riley, we've ended up trying to organise mascots and we've got stuck. I'm here with a relative of a player. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Who are we here supporting today?
Irith, of course.
No, what player?
Oh, JJ and the rest of the team.
JJ and the rest of the team. Right, absolutely. So we are here, the officials from Kent FA. I'm getting in the way. Sorry, I thought I was going through the gate. Are here nicely putting the stands and the signs away. And we've only got 5 minutes till kickoff. We're now doing the pre-match handshake, which seems to have gone wrong already. Good start. Isn't it just? And hopefully, we're in a very awkward situation, dear listener. We are in the tunnel area. I will get a photo of this. We're basically in the tunnel area where you're stuck. So I tried to leave the said area and ended up on the pitch in front of a stand full of people. I don't think some people here have played £8 and £5, etc. to see me. Confident going into this one?
Oh, yes, of course, yeah.
And they're big lads, aren't they?
They are big lads. Quite
like
to look up at them.
No, I mean, I'm tall and JJ's tall. But
they
do you know
are.
What?
They're
I think,
huge.
In a nice way with JJ, I think he'd look like, you know, in Twins with Danny DeVito.
Yeah.
And Arnie, he'd look like that compared to
yeah,
some of them. Not that he has the resemblance of Danny DeVito.
No, obviously.
It might
he's
be as funny.
He's more handsome.
Well. I think we might need to get Danny DeVito's wife on to ask her opinion. But yes, we go into this game in this final situation again at the home of Maidstone United, Gallagher Stadium. And yeah, it's been a busy few weeks for the Dockers. This is all the second cup final of two we are in, and looking to secure a playoff place. I think mathematically we need 3 points and then we've guaranteed a place. And then the season will be even longer. So that holiday to Magaluf and Bognor Regis that you may have planned, dear listener, may need to be put on hold. As always with this game, we will check in if anything happens. And to have a quick 3-2-1 for up the Dockers from you. 3-2-1.
Up the Dockers.
There we go. We're 1 minute into the game and the Dockers are already 1-0 down. An absolute rocket of a goal from distance, and Croydon take the lead. You can't really say a lot else about that. That's a great goal, isn't it, Rob?
I have absolutely no idea. I was so busy trying to find my seat. I missed it.
Well, my co-host sporadically at the beginning was JJ's mum.
Oh, right.
Okay. I believe, or relative of some kind. But anyway, yeah, there's a shot from distance. A cross coming from the right-hand side goes to the edge of the penalty area of Irith Town. A touch just on the outside of the box. They see Mackenzie Foley off his line, and that is an absolute rocket into the top corner. To be fair, for any criticism goalkeepers have, he weren't stopping that one. And the uphill battle begins already.
Yeah, we don't make it easy for ourselves at any time. So why should we make today any different?
No, exactly.
But we've got a strong team.
A moment of sheer class there. Let's be brutally honest, let's call it what it is. Puts us 1-0 down already, but on the plus side, it was only a minute in, so we do have practically the whole game to try and get back into it, which we are capable of doing. But it's not the way you want to start a cup final, is it?
No, not really.
No. Once you've cheered up a little bit and we've got a bit more, someone's gone down injured on the left-hand side holding his knee badly. Badly holding his knee. Who is that that's gone down?
Milo, I think.
No, Milo's the 8 in the midfield with a good haircut. We will keep an eye on this, who this might be, but, you know, we're only, what, 2-3 minutes in and we've already had a goal and what looks like a serious, serious injury. From this angle, I can't see who it is. We'll get back to it once we find out more.
Absolutely.
Dyer is absolutely out of the game. We think he's in a bad
He looks out cold. He looks like he's out cold.
There's a moment there where basically a lovely flick on by Harry Taylor there, and the goalkeeper, Big G as he's known as, through his social media, the social media darling that is, comes out and he's got, do you know what, to be fair, he's got every right to go for the ball. Every right to go for the ball. Catches Dyer and Dyer's down. Dyer is down.
Absolutely, he's okay
now though. He's not like concussed or down like in a bad way. I mean, he might be concussed, but he's not unconscious. He's not unconscious. He seems okay. As always, as I say, we'll stay with this if anything happens. But at the moment, we'll let this go while he receives treatment. Corner coming in from the left hand side from Croydon. About to be whipped him in the right foot, nicely lofted towards the penalty area. The centre half at the back, who's about 19 foot tall, getting some clearance on it. Well out by Ryan Mahal there. Do you know what? I hate to say it, I have to give credit to Croydon. They are up for this one.
Yeah, he's 19 foot tall and he's also 19 stone by the look of him as well. He's massive.
But he's out there captain in the cup final.
He is, true. But they are massive players, a lot of them.
Yeah, they are big boys, big boys. Jack Holland there getting in the tussle with the Croydon player. But we always say it feels like a huge game. It is a huge game.
It is a huge game. It's a cup final. There's only one chance to win this. You don't get a second go at it. So, you know, they've got to do everything. They're going to do everything they can to win it. We've got to do everything we can to win it.
Yeah.
It's a shame to come all this way and not win it.
Yeah, well, at least you've got a nice brunch.
True.
Yeah, there is that.
Usual kind of nice kind of buffet, sausage roll, scotch egg.
A nice buffet. Nice throwing up to Harry Taylor, who flicks it on there to Ollie Milton, but it's broken down by Croydon. At the moment, we're, 10 minutes in. They're first to every ball, Croydon. I know it's still very early days, so I don't want to say it's going to set the tempo, but they are first to every ball, Rob.
They are, but I wonder how long they can keep that up, though. You know, I think, you know, in a game like this, fitness will tell, and towards the end of the game, and we've got a lot of late goals this season, so there's every possibility that as the game goes on, we'll get stronger and they'll tire.
Yeah, including the one in the other cup final. Remember, it was in an early goal. Well, not early, but it was first half goal from Corinthian until Dyer gets one back.
Yeah, and they spent most of the game trying to defend that, just hoofing the ball into our half to keep us at bay. And eventually, you know, they gave away the pen, we got back into it, and then we ended up winning it. So, you know,
cross comes in from Tom Ash. It's Tabari for the ball. Yes! Ollie Milwan equalises for Erith Town. It comes in from the right. A flick on. Beats the goalkeeper. Comes off the bar. Ollie Milwan with the equaliser. I'm getting looks from the Kent FA. You're right there, chaps. Yeah, good. And there we are. 1-1. Game back on.
Absolutely game back on. Ollie Milwan, Johnny on the spot there. Yeah, lovely little floated ball in from George Goodwin. Harry Taylor, great little header, totally beat the keeper, all ends up. Big G, whoever he is. And he was flapping about like nothing. And then the ball pops off the post and Ollie Milwan, bam, straight in there. Thank you very much. He's not going to score an easier tap in if he plays till he's 90.
That puts it there. Game back on, 1-0. Some great play there by Erith Town. Sees the club win a corner. A nice ball played by James Dyer. Clipped over the top.
Hamas Dyer.
Yep. Hamas Dyer. That is the new nickname for him this season. Goal scorer for Erith Town, Hamas Dyer. Yeah, there we are. So Milo with his arm up, the international symbol for a corner. It's floated towards the box. Defender heads it away, but only as far as the really big goalie. But he claims well, he's looking around now, and not a lot happens from there. So I'm going to keep the sound clip purely from the Hamas Dyer, because it made me laugh, but not a lot really happened, did it?
No.
There are balloons on the pitch, they seem to be doing more than some of the other players. It remains 1-1. Oh no, Tom Ash with a mistake there. Tries to give back to Mackenzie Foley. Mackenzie Foley claims well there. Whew, that was a close one.
That was a pretty close one.
That was what he did the other week as well, the silly monkey. Should have learned, shouldn't he? It remains 1-0. Oh, Tom Ash, you... Oh, you old crackpot, you. 1-0. Ball played down the line there from Tom Ash to Jake Lovell. I think we've settled into this quite well now. We had that initial 5-10 minutes where it was a little bit Croydon-centric. But I think we've settled into this quite well now. We've rode the initial storm. They've scored, but we've rode the initial storm.
Yeah, you could see they deflated quite a bit once the goal. Once when we got our goal back, I wouldn't say the fight went out of them, but they were definitely...
They weren't expecting it.
They weren't expecting us to come back quite so quickly. And as a result of which, they decided to play a bit deeper. They've gone a bit deeper, and they're now right back in their own half. And we are controlling the ball up as far as we can get. I think they're going to hope to get us on the break.
Yeah.
That's the way it seems at the moment. They come flying out the traps, and now what they've done is it looks like kind of reverted to mean.
I was going to say, they seem like they're sitting back a little bit, don't they?
Yeah, so if I was their manager, I'd be screaming at them to get out because they're all way too deep. And they're also not very good on the
ball. Oh, that's a lovely ball there by Milo. Nice little dink there out wide to James Dyer, who sees Jack Holland in front of him but plays it further on to Ollie Milton. Bounces it back to Jack Holland, who tries to get across goal, but it doesn't really go the way it's going. Yeah, I think, that first goal, let's be honest with you. Oh, that's brilliant there by Milo. Absolutely superb winning the ball. That first one there... that's a good catch there by the young man who from the kick off the pitch. As I was going to say, that first goal really took the stuffing out of us, I think, and it was a top class finish, which you're never going to save. But again, we were saying in the first 5-10 minutes they were a bit aside, but they've not really laced the glove on us.
No, not at all.
But in the early stages they had the tempo.
Yeah, they did. They got the goal, got a very early goal that put the wind in their sails, and off they went. But since we've got our goal back, they have literally been camped in their own half, and we're just coming onto them all the time. And let's just hope we can take advantage of it, because I think at the moment I just don't see how they're going to.
Dyer comes in from the right hand side, shot just goes wide.
Yeah, if we can take advantage of this and get another goal, maybe even two before half time, then I think that'll see them off, because I can't see them having the fight to come back.
No.
At the moment they are camped very deep in their own half, and as I say if I was their manager, I'd be screaming at them to get out.
One thing I will say as well, there's a fantastic attendance day from both teams. I mean, we don't know the actual allocation, but there are a lot of people here today for this cup final. And when we scored, there was a huge roar.
And it's a nice venue, to be honest. I've not been here before, so...
No. Maidstone United, as everyone knows, this year have been like the sort of non-league darlings of the FA Cup. You know, they played against Leicester. No, not Leicester. Ipswich. They beat Ipswich. Coventry they played as well. So, you know, they've got a bit of pedigree. It's a nice stadium. And we just need to see where this goes. Ball outside on the right now to Jake Lovell, who cuts in on the right side on his right foot, trays it back to Harry Taylor, who gets a little Cruyff turn in. And it's just too much. But good atmosphere here so far. And, you know, it's very busy. I'll tell you what, I don't know what's happening there. Croydon to give the ball straight back to Jack Holland. Now on the left-hand side, Ollie Milton has the ball with the overlap from Milo. Milo superb there on the overlap. Has a touch, tries to get a cross in. Gets one in. Lino flags for a goal kick. That's a lot of talking I've done. I'm going to press stop. 1-1.
Screamed.
There's a lot of anger, Robert, and I'm not liking it. We like to be neutral. There are children around. It's a family show. There is anger.
But, you know...
And disdain. Disdain.
Yeah.
Is that the word?
Disdain is definitely a good word. It's a good word for someone who's the size of their number 5.
Yeah. The Kent FA are not liking this at all on their phones and laptops.
And
not watching the game. Come on, Kent FA.
And, the size of their number 5, who's 19 foot tall and 19 stone, as we've established.
Corner comes in off the floor on the right side by Croydon. Shot. And Jack Holland with a block there. Jack Holland wasn't too happy with the foot that was left in, to say the least. He wasn't the happiest of bunnies. And now a flick on Dyer. Needed to run onto that a bit faster for me. And the ball's played over the top of the back line. Foley gatch as well. There's a little bit of this at the moment. It's there's a little bit kind of a bit of foot being left in all the time, is there not?
Yeah, there is. And it's definitely the team with the lesser skills on the ball that's committing most of these fouls.
Well, it depends what point of view you're watching this game from, because people could think it's Irith.
Yeah, but those people would be wrong.
They would. Those people would be wrong.
Yeah. No, if you're controlling the ball and basically passing it around almost at will, then you have no need to leave feet in and boots in and studs up and stuff like that.
And GBH on centre forwards. I say in jest. Anyway, back to the game. There's a bit of a few aerial battles between both sides now. And Ryan Mahal does well to clear the ball out up as far as Ollie Milton, who again Jai's a nice challenge, but Croydon defence get the ball away. It's becoming a little bit of a battle in the midfield now, where a few teams were penetrating well. There was some good penetration, but at the moment it's all very in the middle.
Yeah, what we need is some more, you know, really aggressive thrusting moves, so we can get proper penetration into their half.
I agree.
But at the moment it's gone a little bit flat, but that's because the momentum has kind of gone out of it because of all the fouls and the breaking up of the game. But, you know, these things happen.
It's not got the mojo or libido we expect.
Not really.
No. 1-1. 3 minutes to go until normal time, Rob, and it's I don't know how to sum this one up, really. It's Hereford dominated after the initial 5-10 minutes of momentum from Croydon, as we've said several times, but neither goalkeeper's really been tested apart from the goals.
No, and it's gone a bit flat as well, like, you know.
An attempt called bicycle kick there, and I think the chiropractor might be needed at half time there.
No, it's been one of them games where it's gone a bit flat because having spent 25-30 minutes under the cosh after the first 10, what Croydon have opted to do is take all the momentum out of the game by you know, it's the niggly little fouls, the spoilers, the, you know, whatever you want to call them, in order to slow the roof down. And what it's done is it's slowed the whole game down, which I think suits Croydon now, because suddenly when there's a burst of pace from them, When there's a burst of pace from them, we're not ready for it. We're not expecting it. That's the way it's kind of gone. To be fair, you can't blame them. They've got to do something. They've got to play to whatever strengths they've got.
I think
we've had so much control of the game. We should have taken advantage by now.
Yeah, I was going to say, basically, you just took the words out of my mouth there, in a sense that we try and stay neutral, and we are the types as well who we will openly say if Erif aren't playing well. We've said it plenty of times before in the past. So we can't be accused of any kind of real bias, ultimately. Yes, it can be chucked us a little bit. But I think that Erif have been the better side for this. They passed the ball better, they moved the ball better, they look to exploit the gaps better, they look to get into the spaces better. Croydon, to their credit, are maintaining it well. And goal of the game so far has gone to Croydon. And if you are going to lose a cup final, that you wouldn't mind losing it that way to a goal like that. But ultimately, Croydon have done very little.
Yeah, you give away a worldie, or it's not give away. You lose to a worldie. There's you know, it's a sort of game where he's not going to do it, or he's not going to do that again in an hour.
And Chris is here.
Afternoon. How are we doing, everyone?
Very good. Yes. Good.
Are we enjoying the game?
Yeah, good goal by Croydon, wasn't it?
Oh, fantastic. What, 25, 30 yards? I mean, obviously you're sitting up in the stands, you see it better from me down on the sidelines, but perfect start for them, and they made a good start. They were lively, weren't they? But I think there's been some battling challenges, shall we say, out there.
Well, we
and a blatant penalty to Ollie.
Yeah,
I was right by that, and I mean, he got clipped from behind and waved away, so I think they can count themselves unlucky to be just 1-1 at the moment.
Yeah, I was mentioned it a moment ago. We did say that first 5-10 minutes they've come out like a cannon, but a cannonball, should I say. But I think since then Croydon have done very, very little, and Hereford Town have dominated possessions.
Yes, but we're playing into hands a little bit because they're big, physical. I mean, look at the size of some of their players. We need to get this ball down, knock it around, and they'll find the openings.
Yeah.
There'll be goals in the second half, and there'll be goals for Erith, I'm confident.
Yeah, yeah. I think, like we say, I think it's just a case of Erith just need to stay mature. They need to just stay in control and just not let any silly mistakes sneak in, because as long as the silly mistakes sneak in, I can't see us losing this game. It remains 1-0 at the moment. We were just talking about mistakes, and a mistake of not marking at the back there has nearly led to a Croydon goal. Ball comes in from the right-hand side. The player slips around the back of the ear of defence, brings it down nicely, and I thought it was a goal. I ain't going to lie, I thought they were going to score.
Yeah, McKenzie does really well, make himself big and get the save in. And it's a great save, all credit to him. And as the ball goes out again, it's come off, I think, Jack for a corner. So now they have a corner on the left-hand side?
I would say left.
Okay, left-hand side. It'll be swung in, and we'll see what happens. But they put all their big lads up to try and crowd McKenzie out. I mean, if you can see round net number five, a better man than I am.
Most of our players aren't up to his shoulders.
I was going
to
say, I can't see around him from here.
Do you know what? It was actually quite funny because before the game, I was trying to organise some of the kids to be mascots, and he walked past me, and Jesus Christ, did I feel small. And I'm quite a tall chap. And then the half time whistle goes down. 1-1. Good half from Erith Town. In truth, maybe could have produced a little bit more. But 1-0 is a fair result. And we'll see what the second 45 brings. 1-1. Back for the second half now. A corner given on the left-hand side. We're joined by Brian. Hello, Brian.
Hello.
We was having some of your fun adventures on the coach here. Your eyes just widened and your pupils dilated. Should we not go into detail? Yeah. That can be for the extra.
I think what happens on the coach stays on the
coach. Do you know what, Brian? If we win, tell the story.
If we win, I would certainly tell the story. Whether it would appear on this podcast is a whole different question.
We've heard the story. It's a blinder. Anyway, cornerback's coming from the left-hand side. Sorry, Brian. By Croydon, it's up higher towards the far post and header clear. Dyer does well to actually get it out as well. Ryan Mahol, he was like a rhino there, wasn't he? It was like a determined rhino during mating season to get to that ball, wasn't he?
He was. And I was just watching Harry Taylor. Just literally got bodied to the floor then. And I'm glad the referee saw it and gave the free kick. But yeah, rhino, when he's coming at you like that, you wouldn't want to be in the way.
No, you wouldn't. And, so we're back for the second half. A nice half-time crossbar challenge, which saw a young Docker fan and Docker for next season hit the crossbar 3 times in a row.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Was he meant to? Was it a crossbar challenge?
So. I'm hoping so. Anyway, it remains a 1-1 in this so far. And let's hope we get a second half that has some goals. But not in our net.
Preferably in the net closest to us.
Yeah. And a foul's given there by George Goodwin, and I think we can probably hold up some scorecards on that, the way the Croydon play went down. It was a foul, but it was a few too many rolls for me.
It was, and I'm sorry to say that the referee is buying everything that they're selling. Has been the whole game. It's disappointing.
Cross comes in from Croydon from the right-hand side to the far. Oh, my goodness, what's happened? And it's gone in. It's come in from the right-hand side to the far post. Tapped in. Across goal. Mackenzie Foley's beaten. JJ tries his hardest to slide in by Satin. Silly mistake for me.
Absolutely ridiculous mistake. And Mackenzie, much as I love him, came out and flapped at that one and watched it go over his hands, his head and everything else. It's ridiculous, really. But, you know, the second half has started the way the first one started. We've gone behind very early. We've just got to get back in here now.
We said 5 teams before half-time, and we'll reiterate now. Silly mistakes will cost Erith Tan and will give goals to Croydon.
Yep, absolutely.
Another silly mistake. It's 2-1 to the side in blue. I was about to say the wayside then, but we got Paul for that on social media. So it's 2-1 to Croydon. First over the game sees Jake Lovell leave the field for Ladic Melkoni, and I think get Ladic back on. He's a good workhorse, and I think at the moment we need workhorses because
second
it's
sub of the game because Jack came off at half time.
Oh yeah, sorry, correction. Yeah, second sub of the game, but I think we need to kick this into gear a bit.
Yeah, and Ladic will work his socks off all day long. And he'll win balls back in the midfield, which we need to do. We need to get on the ball, we need to keep the ball. And when we do lose it, we need to get it back quickly, and Ladic will help with that.
And there's about, we were just saying there as well, Chris, weren't we, a moment ago, some of these high balls just don't seem to be working with Harry Taylor.
Yeah. No, I mean, when you think like he's probably, I don't know, the centre-back he's up against is 7 foot tall, you know, Harry Taylor's 6 foot two. So.
Oh, and now.
He's got
the
ball.
As far as Ladic. Oh!
Great save by the goalkeeper there. That's the first real decent move from Erith where they put two or three passes together in their opposing box. And really tested the goalkeeper.
We've just got to get out. A mistake at the back there sees Ollie Milton come in. Cross comes in from the left-hand side into the edge of the box, and a shot from Ladic sees a great save by the goalkeeper. Dyer now. Dyer, make one of these crosses count, please. Dyer now crosses the ball in. Oh, lands on a penalty stall. There's no challenge. Nothing wrong with a corner whatsoever there. That was a great corner. But there's just no challenge. Milo now with the ball, playing it back to JJ. Building up the play back here. JJ to Ladic. Ladic playing it now back out wide there to Ted Green. Ted Green lofts it into the penalty box again towards Harry Taylor, who's on his own. Heads it back down to Ollie Milton. It just doesn't fall for him. Ladic now working hard on the 20. And it goes out for a throw. This is the sort of stuff we want to see. In their faces, going at them. They can't deal with it.
Yeah, that's what Ljajic brings. He's brought work and he's brought battle, an absolute battle in the midfield. He will run after every ball, he'll go after every lost cause, and that's what you need. We need to get back in this game, and the way we're going to do it is we're going to have to make things difficult for him. Because at the moment, we just haven't been doing that at all.
Absolutely. It remains 2-1 to Croydon here. I'm not sure why it's taken so long just to take a throw, but it's 2-1. Tell you what, we got away with that one. That was a, like, Croydon beat the offside trap well there. Croydon beat, I think you echo my sentiment there, Chris. Croydon beat the offside trap well there, and it's 3-on-1. It's 3-on-1 with the Erith defence. They get round the Erith defence, get a shot away, and luckily for us, it spares our blushes because there's a bit of a scuff, but Croydon should be 3-1 up.
Yeah, no, I mean, Tom Ash bust an absolute gut there to at least get back, put off an easy one-on-one with the keeper, and really, you know, was the saving grace for Erith there. And the shot that then came in on McCauley was sort of scuffed, kind of, because of Tom Ash's work. So, yeah, good play, good defensive there, but I think Ryan played him onside, and it was a good move from Croydon, and could have been 3-1 down.
Yeah, exactly.
There isn't much shape to this half at the moment. You know, it seems very messy, which suits Croydon, and
it's all over the place at the moment, isn't it? The midfield structures fell. Harry Taylor, the last few balls to him have been real hit and hope stuff.
Oh, shut up!
And Croydon have now got a throw in. They're looking for a foul or a high foot that just ain't there. But it's getting frustrating now.
It is, because they're diving, they're rolling around on the floor, they're screaming, you know, they're doing that thing where any tiny contact anywhere and they're screaming and rolling around, and the referee's just going, all right, then have a free kick. And it's really, really, really frustrating, because from where I'm sitting, I can see what's going on. What I don't understand is, why can't the ref see what's going on?
Yeah, we need to get some more shape, we need to get some more structure. And then we'll get back into this, because at the moment it looks like it's all going Croydon's way. They're frustrating Erith, and they're doing what they need to do. Ollie Milton now with the ball on the left hand side. Yeah, good call out to Tom Ash on the right here. Tom Ash with a touch, a little bit heavy. Cross back in. Harry Taylor. But the flag's up.
And he's off.
The flag's up for offside. 2-1 to Croydon still. Free kick now, awarded to Erith Town on the edge of the box. Some work there by, some nice work by Milo there. Sees him be felled like a tree.
Yeah, quick free from Milo. I think we'll see him on Strictly at the end of the season.
Axed down
indeed. You can hear the chant there of James Dyer with the free kick.
James hasn't done much so far, but as we say, he's a big game player.
Big, big game player.
Here's his moment. The Diets are all cheering over there. And it's Dyer versus Big G. Who's going to win the battle?
Big D versus Big G.
Yeah.
Here we go. The whistle's about to be blown. Nice and loud there. Gets his toes in.
He's gone low. Oh!
Keeper saved it again.
There's your answer.
Keeper has saved it again. Oh, dear. It's frustrating. It remains. So it was a good free kick. Could a little bit more been done for it. It was a little bit of a root one save for me. In truth, it was a simple push away save, in my opinion. I'm not sure why they're saying come on you Reds when they're yellow and blue, but still. Corner comes in from the left-hand side, headed clear. There's no challenge there, back as far as Milo. Milo dinks it back in. Harry Taylor's got arms around him. It gets headed back again. Need to do more from these dead ball situations if we're going to get anything from this game. Not long left.
You need to not go where that number five is when you put lofted balls in.
Yeah, there's no point putting balls into the area anywhere near their number five. He's a good 6 or 7 inches taller than the tallest other player on the pitch.
Nice ball. Tom, ever go.
Ball fizzed across the floor there towards Tom Ash. And it's just dinked up, doesn't go anywhere. It remains 2-1.
Big game player!
All day long!
Big D!
That's gonna stick now.
That's what he is! That is why Big D is called Big D from now! Oh! James Dyer!
Tell you one thing though, Adam over there will be saying thank you very much, because he has just turned the game. He brought Bradley on, and wow, he absolutely skinned their left back. A lovely step over, and what a pullback for James.
I can tell, that is the first time this season that Adam Woodward has smiled. It remains to all, James Dyer, the Big D, the Diet scream and shout. Big game player. Big D, 2-2.
Really quickly and saves it.
We're into the last 10 minutes and a half now, and this is in the balance. This could go either way. A great save there from the Croydon goalkeeper to keep the ball out. And let's have a look at your heart rate, Rob. Got one of these cheap watches.
Yeah.
We're rubbish. We're a family show. Not, don't swear. Family show.
192. I can't even read that.
Well, 96. 96. Not in the triple figures yet, but I'd be worried. Put that pasty down. Big goal kick now by Mackenzie Foley. It's gone towards Harry Taylor, who flicks on nicely. Dyer's got to be on his toes a bit more there. That like, should have read that a bit sooner. But, yeah, like I say, last 5-10 minutes left to go. And they're looking for something there. They're looking for something there. Dyer, I don't even know what they're looking for there. They're appealing for something, Croydon. Again. Appealing for something again that's not there. But that's their game plan. Try and rile them up. Extra time looks like it may be looming. Let's hope either we get a goal or, you know, the game's not settled by a Croydon goal. I'm going to be brutally honest, but it's been a frustrating final from an Erith Town point of view.
In the first half,
I thought Erith dominated. The Croydon, you could argue, probably have just nicked this half a little bit, but it's took two goals from Erith to get us back into it. But we really shouldn't have been a goal down, should we?
No,
it's got to be some better communication back there.
Yeah.
JJ and Foley have a little bit of a communication problem, to say the least. But yeah, going back to it, we shouldn't have. Oh, and that was through. Dyer's through. 1-1. A flick on. He has a touch. Yes! 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 Get in! What a finish!
Big D's
got in. There we go. Everyone celebrating.
Yes!
James Dier. What a goal. This is why James Dier has paid the big bucks.
Is he? No, that was fantastic. We've said he's a big game player. He does drift in and out of games at times, but when you need him to step up, he is there and he brings the noise.
And you can hear the support from Erith Town as James Dier pats the badge. He's getting emotional. The Diets are overjoyed. We are waiting for Brian's secret to be told at the end of the game. James Dier with the third goal. 3-2 Erith Town, and the Kent FA behind me have not moved because they have to stay neutral. But even they have to admit that's a good goal. 3-2 to the Dockers. Not long to go, Robert.
No, every minute that this goes on now is going to be a minute too long, in my opinion.
Oh dear, I've got to sit down. Was that a good goal? Yes. That goal was in the 90th minute, according to Kent FA social media. How long we got left? Does anyone know? Stoppage time. Yeah. Thank you, Kent FA. You're doing a wonderful job. Better than the London FA. Oh dear. Moment there. As Erith Town get the ball out from a corner. Oh, good touch by Brendan Ryan. There's no goalkeeper. He's holding the ball up. There's no goalkeeper. Win the ball. Big G is legging it back as quick as he can.
Don't lose the ball.
Back as far as Ted Green. Ted Green lofts it forward towards Milo. Milo beats the defender, skins him, brings it down. Keep the ball in the corner there, Milo. Keep it there. This is good stuff. And then, oh, blimey, O'Reilly. He's trying to fight off two players as Erith Town win the throw-in and he punches the air in celebration. I've never seen a man happier to win a throw-on in my life. So, as we can hear, some members of Erith Town are not behaving professionally and appropriately. But in this instance, we'll let this one go. Anyway, not long to go. Got to be any minute now this whistle's going to go. I can't see why there'd be that much stoppage time apart from the 17,000 times Croydon rolled on the floor, Rob.
No, exactly. And
there's another foul there given by Erith Town.
There's frustration on the faces of Croydon FC, who, do you know what? They've given a good account of themselves. They've put the scare on us a couple of times, and up until, what, 10 minutes ago, they thought they'd won the cup. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying we have yet. We still have time to play. But what I'm saying is up until 10, 15 minutes ago, they had this game wrapped up.
Yeah, they did. They were winning everything. They were winning all the second balls, all the third balls. They were cutting everything off. They were taking as much time out of the game as possible. Their game plan was working, and we were struggling. But now you look at it, and we're on top.
Yeah. Now the ball goes as far as Ladic. Ladic gets the ball there, plays out wide to Tomáš. Tomáš with the ball. Just go to the corner, Tom. Go to the corner, Tom. Tom, go to the corner. Corner.
Yeah, well done, Tom. Go on,
Tomáš. Tomáš down. Yes, we're to free kick. Yes. Come on.
It's
Tomáš.
It's Tomáš.
Little in joke there. He's looking around, looking for us. There's not long to go now. Bradley Ryan, I'm about to get the ball. Tomáš is like Michelangelo's David there. What a sculpture of a man. And we can hear the yeah! Erith Town are winners of the Kent FA Senior Trophy. I'm going to say well done to Dyer. Catch you in a second. One second. Oh, coming through. Out of the way. Coming through. James Dyer.
Yeah.
James Dyer, quick one for the pod. Congrats. On the Dockers.
Yeah. Come on.
There we go. 3-2, Erith Town. And the second cup trophy is coming back. The second trophy, she say, is coming back to SC28. I'm out of breath.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. It is. That was the grandstand finish. Really was a grandstand finish. And they worked really hard that last 10 minutes to keep
it. What a game it was. Wonderful moment. 3-2. And we'll catch up with Pam later on. I'll tell you what. I've still got air after that one. I never know.
Well, don't come to me because I can't speak at the moment. Yeah. We're shouting too much.
Yeah. Oh, what a moment. What a moment. Everyone's walking around. Do you know what? We're at the chair is here, hugging everyone, rightly so. The colour scheme matches the first team. Well done. What a coincidence. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What a moment.
I thought my ladder had a great time.
Jim, we're here with Jim, who was 85 when the club was founded.
89. What he means is, I was 85 when they found the club.
That's well, my point, Jim. Keep up. Yeah. How proud do you feel, Jim?
Oh,
come on.
Great moment for the lady chair, for Mark, and for all the supporters. Yeah. Really great time.
Yeah, fantastic turnout as well from those at the club.
Great support.
Yeah, fantastic support. And yeah, Rob, I'm going to rejoin you with your satchel. The trophies are now about to be given over by the chair of the Kent FA, as it just says there. And Croydon will. Oh, the match officials first.
Oh, yeah, you've got
to give some sort of recognition, I suppose.
Yeah, he's done well, the referee. He's played well.
But he has now, he's won.
Yeah. And do you know what's great to see? It happened with the first cup final, and it's happened again. Look at the family feel, the community feel of everyone who's out there at the moment. Oh, hang on a minute. I'll be back shortly. I'll tell you what, I'm only with the diets. I'm only with the diets here. I'll tell you what, there was a bit of me that thought he's lucky to have his head on after that one by the goalkeeper earlier on. And do you know one thing I will say? That is the greatest hairspray of all time. To be assaulted like that and still have that quiff was something else, wasn't it? Let's be brutally honest, but I'll tell you what, we said it. He's got a new nickname now, James Dier.
Big D.
He showed why he's the Big D. I'm not trying to be too rude. But here he is. Man of the match, James Dyer. Zoolander himself. There are tears from the diets, but I think that might be because I trod on their foot rather than the occasion.
Well done, James. What a moment. Fred, my little co-host, how was it?
Good.
Exciting stuff,
yeah.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not bad at all. And yes, my crossbar challenge, man, you've done well there, didn't you?
You're welcome for that crossbar. Yeah. Three crossbars in a row.
Three crossbars in a row. The Dyers, Diets of the future. Well done, James. I tell you what. Oh. I'm surprised I look so youthful. I feel tense.
It's Caper tense. Played well, wasn't there, Caper?
Yeah, he done all right. He done some good stuff. And here come Croydon, about to receive their trophies. Oh, I thought he was giving me the trophy there for best podcast. The swine. I'll tell you what, there we are. Kent FA with the trophy and £20 worth of Nando vouchers. Let's see what's in the envelope. Oh, he's won a Woolwich Ferry trip, as we can see there. Croydon receiving their trophies, and nicely get a applause, because you know it. There's two teams to a final. They made it a good final, did they not?
Oh, they did. Yeah, they played their game and they imposed their game on Erith, and fair play to them. They made it a final, and Erith had to battle for that win.
They did. They did. We're just finishing now. Croydon getting their moments. I think I might need some chairs for some of the diets, because I think there might be a moment where they all go down. Overcome of emotion. I like the way you're now wearing the bucket hat. I'm not sure you were the target demographic to wear it, in truth, but you do pull it off quite well. You pull it off a damn sight better than I would. Anyway, if anyone wants to buck out the £20 online, hurry up, because the players are going to take him to Mar Barrett at the end of the season.
James bought me this one.
But yeah, bought you, yeah. All right.
Oh, no?
No, I'm agreeing. He did. He's a good boy, Dyer. Big game player, Hammers. Anyway, the players are about to go up shortly. I'll tell you what, you'd think Alan Foreman would smile at a time like this, wouldn't you? You really do. But the players are about to go up to receive their medals. Any time today. Oh, I'll tell you what, look at that one there. What a great picture. I've just been shown a picture of James Dyer wearing the bucket hat. I'm not sure if he looks happy or constipated in that photo. He loves the show. He's a big fan, isn't he? Big fan of the show. We now wait while we get some applause. I'll tell you one thing I will say. How I don't get some kind of accolade for talking for 5 minutes to kill this much airtime.
Michael, I admire.
Yeah, I admire myself sometimes. Not many other people do. But here we go. The winners of the Kent County Senior Trophy Fight. Here we come. The moment is here. Can someone please hurry up and pick that trophy so I can turn this microphone off? Some great applause there as Mackenzie Foley. Mackenzie Foley goes to get his medal. Let's hope he doesn't drop it. There's jokes there about goalkeepers. Some great save by Mackenzie to win. Adam played his part. Tomas, who for me was up there for man of the match as well. James Miles, Jack Collins, Ollie Milton. Jake Lovell, Ted Green, JJ receiving his trophy as well. They're all coming to get their trophies while all the young Dockers are waiting for it. Harrison Carnegie picks up the banner which says trophy winners. How do we get to Carnegie Hall? Does anyone know?
With difficulty.
Practice, for goodness sake. Practice. Why does no one know this except for me? It's getting ridiculous. Anyway, Ryan Mahal about to lift the Irish Trophy, second trophy. Zoolander, I'd like to take credit for that, because I've been gifting that all season. Let's hope this handle doesn't break when he lifts this one. Yep, as we can hear, the phones are out. The microphone is out. The oars are out. The youth players are on the team. On the team, on the pitch. Everyone is waiting for the moment. Chris, you excited? Oh, here we go. Here it comes. Here it comes. FC are winners of the Kent Senior Trophy 2024. Adam Woodward, Cup double winners, mate. Sounds good, doesn't it?
It does. Sounds superb. It'd be even nicer if we can get them playoffs secured. But no, that's full credit to the players. They're out on their feet, to be honest, yeah. They're out on their feet, and to drag themselves over the line and get a win today is superb.
Yeah, you just said to the YouTube channel there it wasn't the best of halves, to say the least, by Erith Town. I thought personally that the first 5-10 minutes, we mentioned it in truth, Croydon were all over us. They wouldn't let us do anything. Controlled the tempo a bit more from the 10-15 minute mark, but weren't really testing the keeper enough, were we?
No, we wasn't. We wasn't. And I think second half we did. I think it was unbelievable, George, second half. But no, we was under Lukosz a little bit. It's just when we got the ball, we didn't do anything with it. We was poor with the ball. So that's what happens when they capitalised on that. But look, all it doesn't matter whether you win 10-0 or 3-2. Our name's on the cup.
Cup wins a cup. Just to mention, I thought, yes, let's hold our hands up. We said it, there was a couple of mistakes from the team at times. But I thought defensively you were pretty solid. Tomáš, for me, was exceptional at the back.
I thought it was poor first half, very poor first half. But he was better second half when he got a little bit of him. But the second goal, in my eyes, is not a free kick. Mm. He's allowed them to play quickly. Don't think that was brought up beforehand. He's allowed them to play and they've capitalised on that. We wasn't set, but no, look, it's for how poor we was, we've got over the line.
Yeah, James Dyer gets the Man of the Match trophy.
Lucky boy, because I think George should have got it. But yeah. Listen, you got two goals in the cup final. He's done it again, the boy. He's scored in the last cup final, done it again.
That's big the point. Game player. Yeah, that's the point we was going to say. We said it several times, big game player. You know, let's be brutally honest. He got a bit of a clump in the first half. We don't know how much of an impact that held in him. We think it may have done, but he kept him on for a reason, and they're the reasons.
They are, but also I think credit's got to go to Mackenzie Foley as well. Mm. I think he pulled two weldies off.
Yeah, some great saves.
Some fantastic saves, and he took a little bit of stick in the last cup final, but he's got us out of jail today.
Milo again for me, I thought had a good game in the centre of midfield, but I thought Bradley Ryan, when he come on,
match winner.
Exceptional player.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah,
just got to get his head screwed on and get him right, and we'll get him on his way and he can move on to where he should be. But
yeah,
look, he's come on, he's done really well.
Yeah, a few days rest now, three days I heard it say, and then you've got that long drive down to Tunbridge Wells. Only a couple more points needed to secure the playoffs.
Yep, need to cut some more points to get them playoffs, and looks like a good season in. So no, these cups are great, and people keep saying, you've won double, that's great. If we don't get the playoffs, we haven't succeeded.
Yeah.
So that's the main aim.
Right, go and enjoy yourself.
Thank you.
Well done, mate.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com